Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rico Muhammad coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Tonight, we don't have a guest lined up. Usually, Chuck Snow was our guest on the second Wednesday of every month. Chuck has some other arrangements that he had to see to this evening, so we are flying solo this evening. But not to worry, it gives you every opportunity in the world to call in and ask a question that we may be able to help you out if we can. If you have any questions on anything on rates, lanes, or freights in certain lanes, I got a different way that I was going to try to format the show this evening, but we are wide open for calls if you want to try to get in and ask a question. Tonight would be a great time to do that. So don't be afraid. Go ahead and press the number one, and we can get to your questions. And tonight I thought about switching up the format a little bit. And discussing, we're going to do the DAT trend lines first, and then we're going to go into the USDA truck rate report for fruits and vegetables. I think that we're getting ready to starting to see a little bit of improvement in all of the areas as far as freight and rate availability. So we want to try to switch it up a little bit and go in a different direction tonight. Maybe we can cover more in depth the USDA government report on fruits and vegetables and the truck rates out of those particular markets. But like I said before, we're open to answer your questions as well. If you have any questions or any thoughts that you would like to get in, just go ahead and press number one. We'd be more than glad to bring you on and get you on board with us. And with that said, no further ado, let's jump right into this week's trend lines report. And for this week, March 1st through the 7th, freight availability continues its seasonal rebound with a 6.3% increase from last week. National average rates rose 6 cents for vans, 5 cents for reefers, but flatbeds lost 1 cent. And we are going to get right over into the national van demand and capacity for dry vans. For last week, March 1st through the 7th, there was a 12% increase in van freight availability and a 4.4% decline in capacity. Pushed the load-to-truck ratio up by 16% last week from 3.2 loads per truck to 3.7. February capacity added 0.5%. The load-to-truck ratio averaged 2.6 for vans in February and a 6.6 decline compared to January. Load availability slipped 6.1% and capacity added 0.5% month over month compared to the atypical demand in February of 2014. Last month's ratio was off by 52%. Like I stated at the beginning, at the top of the show, we're starting to see incremental increases in the load-to-truck ratios for dry vans. Over the past month, they're showing on the February 14th, the load-to-truck ratio was a 2.1 national average. On a week after that, it jumped up to 2.7. On February 28th, it jumped up another few percentage points to 3.2, and this week we're sitting at 3.7. So with that said, let's check and see how we are performing with the U.S. van rates, the national average rates for March 1st through the 7th. And van rates got a 6 cents boost last week with a 5 cents added to the national average line haul rate and a 1 cent rebound in the fuel surcharge. February rates were down year over year. The monthly average van rate slipped 6 cents compared to January due partially to a decline in the fuel surcharge. Compared to February 2014, the total rate was down 10 cents. From $1.98 to $1.88 per mile, including the fuel surcharge. Quick tour around the country. We have Philadelphia, Pennsylvania checking in at $1.90 per mile on average for dry vans. Down in the southeast region, we have Atlanta, Georgia checking in at $2 per mile on average. Leading the country this week, we have Chicago, Illinois checking in at $2.12 per mile. Dallas, out of the South Central region, checks in at the low mark at $1.77 per mile on average. And Los Angeles checks in rounding us out for the country at $1.94 per mile on average. Moving on to U.S. flatbed demand for the week of March 1st through the 7th, flatbed load availability remained stable last week, rising only 0.3%. Capacity declined 11%, however, causing the load-to-truck ratio to increase 12% from 12.4 to 14 loads per truck. Flatbed demand dips 3.7%. Load volumes dipped 3.7% for flatbeds in February compared to January, and the capacity increased 3.6%, yielding a 7% decline in the load-to-truck ratio month over month. The ratio slid 52% compared to February of 2014, when extreme weather led to a typical demand for all equipment types. So let's move on and jump into U.S. flatbed rates for March 1st through the 7th, and the national average flatbed rate lost 1 cent last week, down to $2.12 per mile, despite a 1 cent increase in the fuel surcharge. The national average rate fell for flatbeds in 8 cents. That's a 3.1% drop in February to $2.13 per mile compared to 2014 flatbed rates that slipped 7 cents, 3.2% per mile, mostly due to the declining fuel surcharge. Going around the country, we have the high water mark being set in the northeastern part of the country coming out of Harrisburg, showing $3.41 per mile. Atlanta checks in at $2.43 per mile, representing the southeastern part of the United States. Going into the heartlands in the Midwest, Rock Island checks in at $2.62 per mile on average. Coming out of the south central region, Houston, Texas checks in at $2.27 per mile on average. And representing the west coast and out west, we have Phoenix, Arizona, showing a $1.81 per mile average for flatbeds. Moving on to the U.S. reefer demand and capacity for March 1st through the 7th. Demand for reefers increased another 7% last week, and capacity declined 7.3%, pushing the load-to-truck ratio up 15% from 9.5 to 11 loads per truck. February rates dipped. The reefer load availability declined 14% and capacity added 1.7% in February compared to January, resulting load-to-truck ratio dipped 15% from 9.1 to 7.7 compared to the extreme-driven demand of February of 2014. The ratio declined 51%. And I meant to have went back and went over the national load-to-truck ratio over the past month, just to give you some numbers for flatbeds. And before I move on to the reefers, let me do that because I was negligent in not covering that part for the flatbeds. But flatbeds on 2014 showed 11-1 load-to-truck ratio. On 221, it showed 11.4 load-to-truck ratio. On 228, it jumped to 12.4. And 37, it shows a 14-1 load-to-truck ratio. That was for flatbeds. Now, jumping back over into the U.S. reefer, the national load-to-truck ratio over the previous month time, you on Valentine's Day, the load-to-truck average was 6.2. On February the 21st, it jumped to 7.9. I got a call coming in from a broker. On February the 28th, we had the load ratio increased to 9.5, I apologize. And on this week, we have the national load truck ratio for reefers, 11-1 ratio is showing. Let's move on to U.S. reefer rates for March 1st through the 7th. The national average rate for reefers added another 5 cents last week, rebounding to $2.16 per mile last week. The total rate includes a 1 cent increase in the average fuel surcharge. Reefer rates dropped 12 cents in February compared to January, the national average, and lost 8 cents compared to 2014. Checking in around the country, we have Elizabeth, New Jersey, checking in representing the Northeast, $2.21 per mile on average for reefers. Lakeland, Florida is going to be the Southeastern Representative, and it's checking in at $1.66 per mile for reefers on average. Green Bay, Wisconsin is the representative for the Midwest and heartland of the country, checking in at $3.05 per mile on average, which also sets the high bar for the average rate for reefers. The Valley looks like it's starting to warm up a little bit, checking in at $2.04 per mile on average. And Fresno, California represents the West Coast swing, the left coast, coming in at $1.93 per mile on average out of the West Coast. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we do not have a guest tonight. So if you have any questions, it's the perfect opportunity if you want to get in to ask a question, or if you just wanted to maybe share some insights. Tell us what you're starting to see out here on the spot market. We'd love to have you on. You can go ahead and just press the number 1, and that'll put you in queue for us to come to you and bring you up live with us. And like I was stating before, it may give us an opportunity by us not having a guest to maybe go into a little bit more in depth on the fruit and vegetable truck rate report that the USDA publishes every week. We kind of glimpse over this report every week, and we just try to highlight some of the that are having some slight shortages in some areas that are showing some surpluses. But with springtime getting ready to come, you know, on its right here on our heels, I think it would be wise, if you're going to be working the spot market, whether you have flatbeds, step decks, reefers, and even driving as Bennett driving, there's opportunities always to be had with produce. And produce also helps kind of drive the market as well, because then you have, when produce season is in full swing, as everyone probably should know by now, that, you know, it kind of helps all the other segments increase on the rate per mile, because now the reefers are going to, they're not going to be settling for dry van freight loads on the spot market. They're going to be holding out to try to get those reefers loaded at a higher rate. And some of the different parts of the country are starting to show that they're really, really starting to, some movement starting to take place. So we're trying to give you a heads up here so that you can be on the leading curve on in those markets. So with no further ado, let's see here. See how I want to break this down. We'll go through. I'll address right now, there's only one area in the country that's showing a really slight shortage for a reefer that's moving some stuff, and that's the Idaho, Merrill County, Oregon. It's really at a slight shortage right now. The other areas that are at slight shortages, which means that there still could be, there's some opportunity that may be had there, is Upper Valley, Twin Falls, Burley District, Idaho, Aroostook County, Maine, Michigan, Eastern North Carolina, New York is showing onions, Columbia Basin, Washington, and Central Washington. Now, as I stated before, these are some different things that those are the areas that they're showing in the, if you look at the USDA report, they have like a bar graph, and they have like green, yellow, and red symbols symbolizing the areas that are showing the surpluses and the slight surpluses. So I'm going to go into a little bit more in depth on those particular markets that are showing what is actually moving out of those markets, and give you a little bit of rate information from what's being reported to the USDA. And first market that we come to is Imperial, California, and Central Western Arizona. And coming out of those particular markets right now, they are showing iceberg lettuce, broccoli, romaine lettuce. All of those are reporting at adequate levels. The truck supply in those areas are showing adequate levels. The rates that are coming out of those particular areas range anywhere from going to the Atlanta market, anywhere from $5,600 to $6,000 out of the vault, going to the Baltimore market, showing $6,200 to $6,500, going to the Boston market, $7,000 to $7,200. Chicago, Illinois shows a range of $4,500 to $4,600. Dallas shows $4,200 to $4,300. Los Angeles checks in, showing $1,000 to $1,200. Miami shows 68 to 7,000. New York is 6,500 to 6,800. Philadelphia showing 6,300 to 6,700. Seattle, Washington checks in at 3,200 to 3,500. Now, these are probably not going to be the rates that you would see from brokers. These are what the shippers are paying to the transportation providers, whether it be brokers or more carriers that are getting direct freight, which is why we are big advocates here. It's a great time, especially with produce jumping off, for you to go ahead and begin contacting some of these guys and girls. And we're going to try to, at the CMC, do an in-depth breakdown on how you can try and identify using free software, free internet websites and everything, that you can figure out how to get to some of these direct packers and shippers and stuff like that. Start marketing yourself to some of these guys. We're moving right along. We're going to check in at the Salinas, Watsonville, California. Right now, coming out of that area, they have broccoli and cauliflower, and it's checking in at an adequate load of trucks is adequate in that area. And I won't highlight any. I just want to go into that first one. I'll go into the areas that are showing shortages, and maybe we can address how you guys might be able to go out there and make some opportunities in the shortage areas on the spot market. Right now, let's move on to Mexico crossing through Nogales, Arizona. Coming out of there, we have melons, mangoes, and mixed vegetables. And the reason I wanted to read off the type of commodity that was coming out of there, then you would know if you've been pulling your type of equipment for any amount of time, what you can haul on it. You know, some produce can be hauled on flatbeds, some produce can be hauled on the flatbeds and step decks and dry vans, you know, but the majority of real perishable produce is also always going to be held in the temperature controlled reefer segment. So if you don't have that type of equipment, if you know that you can haul certain things on your equipment type, that's why I wanted to read off what's coming out of those particular markets. Santa Maria, California has broccoli, cauliflower, strawberries. They are reporting adequate trucks in that area. South District, California is reporting adequate trucks in that area. They are moving citrus products at this time. Kern District, California is moving carrots and grapes. They are reporting adequate supply of trucks. San Luis Valley, Colorado is moving potatoes out of that area. They are reporting adequate supply of trucks. Oxnard District in California is moving celery, strawberries, raspberries, romaine lettuce, leaf lettuce, cabbage, and they are reporting an adequate supply of trucks in that area right now. Central and South Florida is getting ready to warm up and down in Central and South Florida. May not be quite there just yet, but it's getting ready to. And coming out of those areas right now, showing mixed vegetables, tomatoes, berries, they are right now presently reporting adequate supply of trucks in that area. Also, coming out of Florida right now is potatoes. They are reporting an adequate supply of trucks for potatoes right now. Onions is what Michigan is reporting right now. Michigan is reporting onions, and they have a slight shortage for onions. And the rates that are being reported coming out of Michigan to the Atlanta market is $2,100 to $2,400 is the range. Out of the Chicago area, it's reporting going to Chicago $800 to $1,000 for Michigan. So if that's a lane or somewhere that you're thinking about creating a dumbbell, there may be some opportunity to be had. You might need to start reaching out to the onion packers in those particular areas in Michigan. Minnesota, North Dakota, Red River Valley, showing potatoes coming out of that area, and it's an adequate supply of trucks. South Florida shows melons, and it's an adequate supply coming out right now. And it's a little early for melons, but they're showing a little bit the report is showing a little bit of activity going on out of South Florida for melons. I thought it might be a little early for melons, but this is the information that the USDA is providing. Mississippi is showing sweet potatoes coming out of there at an adequate level of trucks. We have the Upper Valley Twin Falls, Burley District, Idaho, which we talked about earlier, showing a shortage. Potatoes are moving out of that market. Going out of that market to the Atlanta market is showing an average of 4,200 $1,350 to $4,463. To the Baltimore market, showing $5,100 to $5,500. To the Boston market, it's showing $5,700 to $6,100. To the Chicago market, showing an average of $2,900 to $3,400, anywhere from $2,900 to $3,400. Dallas is showing at $3,400 to $3,800. Los Angeles is showing anywhere from $1,594 to $1,806. Miami is checking in at $5,700 to $5,900. New York is checking in. That market is coming out of the Twin Falls Burley District, $5,525 to $5,950. And Philadelphia shows $5,100 to $5,525 on average coming out of the Burley District, Idaho. Eastern North Carolina, sweet potatoes is reporting a shortage. Now, this is kind of my wheelhouse, and this is where I can kind of speak to a little bit of this information here as to how accurate that this is as far as what I have experienced coming to the Atlanta market out of Eastern North Carolina. It's reporting in the report $22.50 for the sweet potato market going to the Atlanta area. I am not quite seeing quite that much. I pulled a load of sweet potatoes last week, I believe it was, and it wasn't, we didn't quite cut $22.50. We were closer to the, we were a little bit below that, but it's still not, we were around $1,600 coming out of Atlanta, coming out of the Eastern North Carolina area, coming back to Atlanta. But the report reports $2,250. Reports going to Baltimore shows $1,500. Reports going to Boston shows $3,000. Reports going to Chicago shows $3,000. Miami shows $2,500. New York shows $2,500. Philadelphia shows $2,000. Moving on to Idaho and Merrill County, Oregon, we have onions reporting a shortage. The onions coming out of Idaho to Merrill County, the going into the Atlanta market, showing a average of $4,600, $3,000. Going into Baltimore, $5,300 to $5,500. Going into Boston, showing $5,500 to $5,900. Chicago is showing going in that market $3,400 to $3,800. Dallas shows $3,825 to an average of $4,250. Going into the Los Angeles market, $1,700, $2,125, and Miami, $5,525 to $6,375 on average. New York shows $5,100 to $5,525, and Philadelphia shows $5,100, $5,738. Moving on, New York shows apples checking in at an adequate supply of trucks. They're moving apples out of New York. Louisiana is moving sweet potatoes. They're showing an adequate supply of trucks. New York is showing a slight shortage. They're moving onions out of New York. Slight shortages out of the New York market going into the Baltimore market is showing an average of $1,500 to $1,650. Boston market showing $1,800 to $2,100. And right into the staying in the New York area showing $1,600 to $2,000. Aroostook County, Maine is showing that potatoes is at a slight shortage. The shortage of trucks moving out of that area going into the Baltimore market, they're showing $2,100 to $2,300. To the Boston market, showing $1,400 to $1,600. The New York market, $1,700 to $2,000. And Philadelphia shows $1,900 to $2,200. Western and Central New York shows that they're moving cabbage out of that area. Baltimore, going into the Baltimore, it's actually showing an adequate, so we're not going to waste time on that one. Michigan shows apples checking in with a slight shortage. Going into the Atlanta market out of Michigan shows $2,400 to $2,800. Going into the Chicago market shows $900 to $1,100. Going to the Dallas market shows $3,400 to $3,800. And going into the Miami market shows $3,900 to $4,500. That's quite a bit of range on that one. Lower Rio Grande Valley, Texas, grapefruit, oranges, cabbage, and cilantro is moving out of the Lower Rio Grande Valley. They are showing an adequate supply of trucks at this time. Columbia-based in Washington is moving potatoes and onions, showing a slight shortage out of Columbia-based in Washington. Mexico crossing through Texas is moving citrus, tomatoes, carrots, watermelons, mixed fruits, and vegetables, showing an adequate supply of trucks in that area. And Yakima, Wenatchee District, Washington, they're moving apples and pears. It's showing an adequate supply of trucks in that area. And Central Wisconsin, we highlighted Central Wisconsin as far as being the top, producing the top rate as far as the DAT trend lines report. And right now we're seeing on the USDA report that Central Washington is moving potatoes, and they're showing a slight shortage of truck availability in that area. And coming out of Central Wisconsin, going to the Atlanta market, we're showing a average of $3,150 to $3,375 is the range. Going into the Baltimore area, showing $3,375 to $3,600. Going into the Boston area, we're showing $4,050 to $4,275. Chicago checks in at $1,125 to $1,350. Dallas checks in at $3,375 to $3,600. And New York is showing $3,375 to $4,500. Philadelphia checks in at $3,375 to $3,600. And that kind of wraps up. A lot of the highlights on the VA truck market report for fruits and vegetables. Just wanted to kind of go a little bit more in depth on the information that is available on the report. We're still just barely scraping the tip of the iceberg of the information that is in here, but I wanted to get that out on the podcast and let everyone know. Out of the different areas, if you happen to be moving with reefers or dry vans or trying to get into the spot produce market, and just to let you know what to be looking for in different areas, if you happen to be in that part of the country, you know, if you can move that type of produce on your equipment type, then you might be able to hold out and get a little bit of a better rate when it comes down time to negotiate and to get that freight moved. We're getting right into showtime for the year as well. As far as all across the country, we have all types of different trade shows, and associations are having shows right around the corner from Matt's. I think the TCA is having their trade show right now, and this is one of the things. I'm not just going to say this for people listening in, but I'm saying this also for myself. We as business owners, we must learn to take advantage of these trade shows. Sometimes it may be looked at as go hobnobbing and highfalutin with the highfalutin folks and everything. But these trade shows, a lot of times, is where a lot of deals can be had and deals can be made. This is opportunities where you can meet different industry partners, different people that you might be able to partner up with and be able to get in and get good freight rates out of by helping them expand their capacity needs, you know, by contracting or whatever. But, you know, it never hurts to get out there and build more relationships. And these trade shows, these industry trade shows, is one great place to go and make sure that you, you know, got plenty of business cards and get your face known in those places. Get out there and make an effort to go to these trade shows. Try and get the calendar. If you can't make them this year, they're generally about the same time every year. Try and mark them on your calendar so that you can start to plan for next year and start saying, okay, I might have got caught flat-footed this year, but next year I'm definitely going to go ahead and line up your hotel this year. You know, try and get everything lined up. I know because Louisville for Matt's, those hotels go quick, and if you don't have them lined up in advance or know somebody, or, you know, you're going to be driving for a mighty long time if you're not going to be driving your truck. But not just Louisville, but I want to make an effort, especially if you're going out here trying to get more direct customers. Find out who, like down here in the South, one of the biggest things is chicken. You know, get out there and go to the poultry. Find out if the poultry has an association trade show or something like that. Try to think more outside of the box on how is it that I can get to the more direct, so that way you can put some. I know that there was a lot of people standing on the ledge earlier this year, and we're talking about the rates, and I'm not seeing the rates that I was seeing. If you get those direct customers and get some stability to your operating, it will bring your stress level so much further down. And like I stated before, you know, one-man armies can't service the entire country adequately. And not trying to, you know, if you love the freedom of the road, that's great. But you need to start trying to, if you ever want to really start growing your business, you got to start carving out a little niche for yourself. And the only way that I think that you can do that as a one-truck operator is to start out by trying to create a dumbbell and maybe even a tri-haul. But, you know, you got to take advantage of the opportunities that avail themselves to you. I know Kenny had a great podcast. I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it last night, but he was talking about different things on negotiating. And one thing that I want to pass this on as well, when you're on the phone with a broker and everything, repackage what it is that he's telling you that he wants. You know, if he's telling you what time he wants it picked up, what time he wants it delivered, so on and so forth. Kind of repeat that to him, kind of in the format of, okay, if he's telling you all that information, read to him the same way that he gave it to you, but tell him, you know, this is what it will take for us to make that happen. You know, this goes back into making sure that you know your rates, knowing in that particular lane, but also knowing what your numbers are for your operating costs. And man, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I'm going to probably have to cut this podcast short, ladies and gentlemen. I got a text message that's coming in from my customer. Got a problem unloading my truck. So, but this is, like I say, normally I'm doing the show from home. Sometimes I've been doing the show from the seat of my truck, from the sleeper of my truck. And but this is real life. This is you know, we are actually people that are out here and still in the industry participating. We're not just trying to sit here and pontificate on something that, you know, we're not actively participating in. But this is some of the real struggles with growing and running a business. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I need to go and get this oil out and put this oil on the squeaker wheel right now that I got going on. I apologize. Next week, we're going to have Henry Seaton on. We should have Henry Seaton on. So if you have any legal questions for us, transportation is concerned, make sure you get those lined up to our Facebook page, Racing Lane Podcast. Go to their Facebook page. You can also send me a personal friend request on Facebook. We accept them all. Rico Muhammad on Facebook. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. At GoGetter365. I'm sorry, at GoGetter365 on Twitter, and Crescent Trucks on Twitter as well. Thank you again, everyone. I apologize. We're going to have to cut this podcast a little bit short. We got to go deal with a little situation, but once again, I thank everyone for their support. If you have any questions, send them to the Facebook page as well. We can get them answered there. I try my best to respond to everyone that sends me a request, and with that said, I want to thank everyone that helped make this podcast possible. Thank the entire Let's Truck team, Kevin Rutherford, Lisa Rutherford, all those guys. God bless you. Thank you, and good night.